Act-wise summary of the play in English, Act 2. Madhav asks Amal to remain in bed for his condition has worsened due to exposure. Amal fears that now he will not be able to see the fakir who will pass without seeing him at his window. When Madhav asks Amal about the fakir, he tells that the fakir tells him many things about strange lands that he had visited. The time of the arrival of the fakir has come and Ghaffar comes in the guise of a fakir to meet Amal. Amal asks Ghaffar to come near his bed. Ghaffar tells him that he has just returned from the amazing island of parrots. Ghaffar tells Amal that he had gone there on foot. Madhav is annoyed at such talks of Ghaffar. He becomes sad to see that Amal is going away from him. Ghaffar tells Amal that on the island of parrots there are no human beings. It is a haunt of birds which neither speak nor walk. They only sing and fly. There are green hills all around the island. There are also waterfalls on the hills and they look like molten diamonds. Hearing the story of Ghaffar, Amal begins to wish to be a bird, but he is in a confusion because he has already fixed up with the dairyman to sell curd when he grows up. If he goes to the island of parrots, he will not be able to carry on the business of selling curd in the midst of birds. Madhav intervenes that this will cause great loss for him. Amal now asks Madhav about the dairyman. Madhav tells that the dairyman has left a jar of curd as he has gone to attend the marriage of his niece in the village. Amal tells Madhav that he had assured him to marry his niece with him. He further tells that she would look a lovely little bride for him in her beautiful dress. In the morning, with her little hands, she would milk the black cow and would serve Amal with warm milk. In the evening, she would tell him tales of Chamba and her six brothers. Even Ghaffar is tempted to hear this, but Madhav scolds Amal and leaves the place in anger. Now Amal asks Ghaffar if the king had sent him a letter. Ghaffar replies that the king has sent him a letter, but it is on the way. Amal begins to imagine the letter coming to him. He imagines the king's postman descending the hills alone with a lantern in his left hand and a bag full of letters on his back. He passes through the sugarcane field and disappears into the narrow lane cutting through the stems of sugar canes. Then he passes through the open meadow where the cricket chip, but even a single man is not seen there. Imagining all this, Amal feels very happy in his heart. Gaffar tells him that he goes to the king to beg alms every day. Amal also expresses his desire to get alms from the king for him after he gets well. Amal tells that when he goes to the king to beg alms, he will cry at the gate. Amal would request the king to make him his postman so that he could be saved from staying at home. At present, he likes to sit inside his house and watch the post office. He likes to wait for the king's letter, but he thinks whether he will be able to read it or not. But Gaffar consoles him, saying that even if he will not be able to read the letter, he will be happy to see his name upon it. Then Madhav comes and tells Gaffar that he has heard the rumor that the king has placed the post office opposite his house in order to send messages for both Amal and Gaffar. The headman Panchanan has told the king to do so. But now Madhav requests Gaffar not to name him about his matter, otherwise the king will ruin him. When Gaffar tells Amal that the king will not become angry with a child like Amal and a hermit like Gaffar. In the meantime, Amal feels some darkness around his eyes. Everything appears to him like a dream, but he likes to remain silent. Gaffar tells Amal that the letter from the king will surely come. At the same time, the village doctor arrives and asks about the welfare of Amal. Amal tells that he is quite well. Madhav asks the doctor what will happen. The doctor tells him that Amal cannot be kept alive for a long time. He must not die. Madhav assures the doctor that he had taken utmost care of Amal as per his instructions. The doctor, however, advises Madhav to shut the front door and not to allow any visitor at least for 2 or 3 days. One who comes all of a sudden must get into by the back door and not the front door. The doctor asks Madhav to close the window to avoid sun rays. Amal's eyes are almost shut and Madhav feels that he is sleeping. His face reveals that he will not live for long. The doctor departs, saying that he will send a strong dose for Amal to make one more last effort to save him. When the headman speaks, Gaffar asks him to speak slowly, lest Amal's sleep should get disturbed. But Amal wakes up and tells that he is hearing everything, even the distant voices. The headman tells that Amal is expecting a letter from the king But Madhav says that the boy is foolish and no attention should be paid to his words. Then the headman shows a piece of blank paper to Amal, saying that it is a letter from the king. Amal asks the headman about the contents of the letter. The headman says that the king wants to meet Amal and has asked to prepare puffed rice for him. Madhav tells the headman not to make a joke. Amal hears the sounds of the trumpet. Amal tells the headman that because he does not love him, he can never bring the king's letter for him. Now the watchman's gong is also heard. The evening star is not seen as all the doors and windows are shut. Gaffar opens up the windows. Just then, a knock is heard at the door, but soon the noise stops. The outer gate opens and the king's herald enters the room and declares the king's arrival that night. He also declares that the king has sent his learned physician to look after the young boy. The king's physician opens all the doors and windows of Amal's room. Amal feels extremely happy. Now he feels relaxed and no pain. Amal wants to see the king's arrival. Amal asks the headman to stay with him because it was he who had brought the king's letter. Amal thinks that when the king comes, he will request him to appoint him his postman so that he could deliver letter from door to door. The physician asks Amal to keep quiet as Amal seems to be sleeping. He even asks the candle to be blown out so that only the starlight could come inside the room. Now Sudha arrives, but the physician informs that Amal is sleeping. Sudha has brought some flowers for Amal. She requests the physician to whisper into Amal's ear. She wants to tell him that she has not forgotten him and now she has come to meet him as promised. Act 2 is now over.